Folks, it's that time on a Friday. We're on the radio, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we have a text line, email, all indicators that technology and the ability to get information exists. Yet many in the world of sports or celebrity don't pay attention to that. They don't get it. They speak, they act, they hit send with a lack of awareness that these things even exist. And documentation, not so much their friend. We call it the Crunch Time Toolshed, and before we roll out the nominees, we welcome in our landlord to open the toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Oh, God, the punchable laugh.
Very punchable face.
Now, we start with former Michigan State President Luana Simon. Well, with the evidence and information that's being discovered, it appears she's just as vile as the rest of them. Ken Starr, Paterno, Spanier. Instead of admitting you just failed, got into ass protection mode, ignore the victims, keep in that self-preservation lane about what took place under your disgusting nose at what is now an infamous sports clinic on the MSU campus. And of course, the scary part, that six of the eight on the board of trustees actually backed her until the outcry became so loud she was forced to tender her resignation. Though I will credit trustee Mitch Lyons, who said in a statement things like too long coming, lacking personal accountability, and this horror is just hitting its stride. The litigation and what might be uncovered now takes the spotlight. I feel like after this, the bar for being a real tool is jacked up, but I'm going to, since it's the segment, the NBA Players Association. It's an all-star game, be it the Pro Bowl, NBA, NHL. It's become borderline pointless. You know, back in the Stone Age when I was but a wee bairn, it was awesome to get a chance to see Clemente or Bobby Hull or Elgin Baylor. TV coverage was nice, but far from the every detail, every at-bat, every goal, every bucket, every touchdown we see as it happens. And I acknowledge the value. It generates revenue for the cities. They do great charitable work. But the NBA got it. We're going to have our two most popular players. They're going to choose up sides like it's the Rucker Pro Tournament in the old days in Harlem. Then at the last minute, the Players Association was like, no, we don't want to do it like this. We have to keep it quiet. And we didn't see it. It would have been awesome. But they chickened out. Thanks, guys.
Soft.
Finally,
I just found the order.
The receiver's goat, Jerry Rice.
You watch yourself, Tannen. You watch yourself.
He appeared on the Adam Schiff. What's his name? Adam Schefter.
Yeah, that guy.
Thank you. Podcast. He was asked if he thinks he can still play. He's 55. Yeah, of course I can. Because there's nothing so convincing as someone asked a question that can't be ever proven and talking crap like there's even a remote chance. Last year, it was 50-something-year-olds telling us how they'd do against the Golden State Warriors, making bold statements about hypotheticals. So I said, Rice is a double nickel. The last pass he caught was from Matt Hasselbeck of the Seahawks in the 2004 season when Sean Alexander was the best running back in the NFL. That's 13 years ago. I've expressed skepticism over Tiger Woods being competitive in golf at age 42, and this after being away from the game for about 2 years. So you're going to return and outrun and separate from Marcus Peters or Marshawn Lattimore? And I get he's probably just talking at his rear end and doing some horn tooting, but it's just so freaking stupid and arrogant. And and first of all, you're really going to ask him that question? Really? Anyway, yeah, this was a no-brainer. Luana Simon is clearly and happy that now she gets on that list. Could we now, anytime she's mentioned, we put disgraced Michigan State President Luana Simon as we close the Crunch Time Toolshed?
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.